Luke breathed a sigh of relief, then glanced toward the Levtram boarding berth. In the brightening glow of its headlamps, he could already see the silhouettes of dozens of passengers lining up to escape the chaos on the platform. He turned back toward Vistara's voice. The recruits might not have anything useful to tell their superiors, but their wounded leader would.
"Go," he ordered her. "I won't be a second."
"No,"
Vistara replied.
"Trust me. He won't live long enough to tell anyone anything."
Something small and glassy shattered on the platform at her feet, and Luke realized why the imposter was still screaming in anguish. Vistara had attacked him with a shikar, a glass stiletto used by members of the Lost Tribe to express disdain for the victim of the assault. After stabbing an enemy, they would snap off the hilt and leave the blade buried deep in a vital organ, condemning the victim to a death as certain as it was painful.
"I had to use his own shikar against him, so the High Lords will assume this is a vendetta killing."
Vistara tried to pull Luke toward the boarding berth.
"But it won't work if we're still standing over the body when the lights come on."
"We won't be."
Luke pulled his arm free. As much as he admired Vistara's quick thinking, there was a ruthlessness in her casual willingness to prolong the man's anguish. A coldness that made him wonder if she would ever be capable of becoming a true Jedi Knight. She still didn't seem to understand that the way a person won a battle was far more important than whether she won it.
"But there's no need to make him suffer. Dead is dead."
Luke reached out in the Force and found the sensation of burning cold that was the shikar buried inside the Sith's torso. It seemed to be only a few millimeters below the throbbing fire of the man's heart, a placement likely to kill him a bit more slowly than Vistara believed. Luke touched the blade in the Force and tipped it upward just a millimeter, then heard the imposter gasp as it sliced into his heart. Vistara's hand tightened on Luke's arm.
"What happened? You didn't..."
"It will look like the blade shifted," Luke assured her. "Even the High Lords will never know why." "Who was he?"
"An old friend of my father's,"
Vistara said, sounding a bit sad and disappointed.
"Master Mile."
"I see,"
Luke replied. The Levtram arrived at the boarding berth and opened its doors, and panicked passengers from the platform began to push inside without giving anyone on board a chance to debark. Luke took a moment to look around. Then, when he did not see any trace of the tattooed man from the ped ramp, he and Vistara pushed into the panicked crowd. As they entered the glow from the lights inside the car, Luke was surprised to see that there were tears welling in Vistara's eyes.
"What did he do to make you hate him so much?"
"Hate him?"
Vistara looked up to meet Luke's gaze.
"I didn't hate him. He was always very kind to me."
Luke frowned.
"Then you used his own shikar because..."
"Because I didn't have mine. And we have a war to win."
Vistara rose onto her tiptoes and whispered into his ear,
"I did it for the Jedi cause, Master Skywalker."